So we've made our way down the driveway and up West Street, and we're at the West Street entrance to Tower View. This is the route we watch when we do our experience Easter and Christmas and others. We stand at the top of the steps at the church, and we can see Tower View pupils leaving school. It is a direct route, and it's lovely to behold. But here we are, we're looking up the slope across the grass fields towards the building. And then beyond that are the beautiful grounds that go rise up with the newly planted trees. So I know this is Tower View, but it's got a much greater history than that.
Yeah. Going back, at one time, Windsor had three school buildings, going back prior to the war, really, I suppose, yes.
Right.
There was one in Horfield Lane, there was one in Church Hill Street, and then Berry Hedge Lane at the bottom there,
oh, right.
Which is where I started off. And when we moved to Windsor in 1954, I went to all those three schools.
Oh, right.
However, the junior school, which was called Joseph Clark, was built in 1953-4. Now, Joseph Clark was one-time mayor of Burton, and that's why the name was given to it. In 1962-3, the infants moved to a new building on the same site. And that is the, if you come up from Vancouver Drive, on the right, as you come up there, there's a sort of a separate building from the main school, and that was the infant school. And that was called High Bank, separate from the Joseph Clark.
Right.
Eventually, these two schools did amalgamate and became what we know today as Tower View. Interestingly, the main entrance to Tower View School is from Vancouver Drive. And I remember when I was a youngster in the 1950s at the school, we did a big project, because all the roads, as you probably realise, on the estate there, on the Manners estate, are named after towns and cities within the old British Empire.
Yeah.
So you've got the Empire Road, and we're all assigned a road to find out about, and Vancouver Drive was one of them.
Ah, right. Yeah, the building is still divided. Or the way they use their buildings, what was the infant school is now their Key Stage 1 building, and also has the pre-school element to it. So pre-school, year R, year 1, year 2, before they move across into the main building where the reception is. So they've maintained that sort of distinction of the two buildings. Now, am I right in thinking that a certain parish councillor was teacher here?
Yes. Dennis Fletcher was a teacher at Joseph Clark, and then he became later head teacher at Bend Oaks.
Which is where we're going to go to
Joseph,
next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we are. See, now Dennis Fletcher spans both of them, as is his wont. But before we step off from West Street and look up at the Tower View, schools rely quite a lot upon parents and carers for children. There's usually a PTA somewhere along the line in some shape or form. And the enthusiasm of parents and a number of parents to assist in the upkeep of schools, but also providing funding for extracurricular activities. So here we pause and we pray for the parents and carers of our children. Lord God, we thank you for those among us who nurture the next generation. Help them to love without condition, to set boundaries with wisdom, and to find support and encouragement along the way. Fill them afresh with your Spirit and inspire them to walk in your ways. Amen. And so we are going to step off from here and go along East Street, and then we'll turn left on Vancouver Drive down to Horfield Lane, and we'll do a quick shimmy along Horfield Lane and into Brough Road, which takes us to what is now Winsall Village Primary and Nursery School, but I understand would have been originally called Bend Oaks, so we'll make our way there.